Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
This is Movies First with Alex First.
Inspired by truth, Persian Lessons is the story of one man's heart-wrenching struggle to survive the Holocaust. He, Giles, Nahul Perez Biscayat, is a Belgian Jew with a rabbi for a father, captured in France in 1942 while trying to make his way to Switzerland. Giles is bundled into the back of a covered truck along with many others. The expectation is they'll be transported to a concentration camp. On the way, the man alongside him asks Giles whether he has anything to eat. So it is that Giles is prevailed upon to swap a sandwich for a first edition book written in Farsi. The novel with a handwritten inscription saves Giles's skin in the first instance, as Giles seizes the chance to declare he's Persian and not Jewish. It so happens that the Nazi controlling the camp's kitchen, Klaus Koch, Lars Eidinger, is keen to learn Farsi and move to Tehran to start a German restaurant in the Iranian capital after the war. He solicits Giles, who's put to work in the kitchen, to teach him 4 Farsi words a day. Problem is, Giles doesn't know a single word of Farsi, let alone 4, and one misstep and his life is likely to be over. As it turns out, there's more than the odd misstep, not just from Giles, but from a number of secondary characters that populate the picture as well. Among them is one of those who transported Giles, Max, Jonas Lay, and doesn't for a moment believe he's Persian and not Jewish. During his time in the camp, Giles witnesses no less than 25 to 30,000 prisoners pass through. His ordeal and that of his fellow internees is palpable.
You're listening to Movies First. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tense throughout, Persian Lessons benefits from the constant twists in plot. That's the brainchild of writer Ilja Zoffen, whose work is based upon a novella by Wolfgang Kohlhaas. Nahul Perez Biscayat's forlorn look captures the essence of his character and the times. He doesn't need to say a great deal, but his eyes see far too much, and he is forever on edge. The barbarity and wanton disregard for human life is a mainstay throughout. The Nazis are painted as self-serving tyrants who wield power at will. For his part, Lars Eidinger brings a double-edged sword to his characterization of the German who enlisted on a whim. Vadim Perelman sets a clear direction and doesn't stray from the path. His work may not have the nuances that the finest Holocaust movies such as Schindler's List, The Pianist and Son of Saul have, but it drives home the oppressive nature of the regime and the impending doom that permeates those caught in the maelstrom. Persian Lessons scores a 7 out of 10.
You've been listening to Movies First with Alex First.
Available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcast player. You can also stream on demand at Bytes.com.
This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.